Mike Spradling, president of Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
So, Mike, your organization, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, has been in strong support of the legislation that passed reinstating horse slaughter in Oklahoma, and it is set to go into effect November 1st. Tell us about this journey that you've taken and why you're so strongly in support of this legislation.
Well, Lane, beneath the House Bill 1999, which is the horse processing bill, is a much deeper situation with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. It's a private property right, and that was the thing that we felt was more under attack than whether or not we got a horse processing plant in the state of Oklahoma. And we have to remember that this is an option. It's not a mandate. And but it was important to us that, you know, we were concerned about HSUS coming in. And, of course, they were in strong opposition to this. But we felt that certainly today that topic was equine. Our concern was tomorrow it could be poultry, beef, pork, any other species that certainly we have in production ag.
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up because that has certainly been the path of a lot of farm groups in other states when it comes to animal rights activists, particularly the Humane Society of the United States, in its many measures that it takes to seemingly do away with livestock agriculture. Now, you said it's a private property issue. Can you go into that a little bit further with us?
Well, you know, these animals are our private property, and, you know, we feel responsible for them. Many times we're with them at the point of conception. We're there at the birthing process. We're in charge of the day-to-day care and upkeep of these individuals, these animals. And in time, certainly it's up to us. It's our responsibility to make a decision when, where, and how the end-of-life process is to occur.
All right. And so with the federal ban that was in place on horse slaughter, it effectively caused a lot of horses to be shipped to Mexico and, I believe, Canada. But in your situation, I think a couple of years ago, you even had an event with a tractor trailer that was headed to Mexico that crashed on the highway there. Did that sort of bring everything to light about this situation?
Well, it's not just that. You know, we've seen, since the ban has been put on federal, we've seen a lot of increase in abuse and abandonment and mistreatment of horses. And, you know, that's certainly an issue as well. You know, we see this happen every day. Of course, another issue is just for highway safety as well. We're seeing a lot of these horses turned down due to economic conditions now. A lot of people can't afford the horses, and they don't have the heart to or the means economically to euthanize and do the barrel in their own place. And many of these people don't have really the property or the means to do that. And so a lot of people are just taking the attitude that, you know, they'll do the most humane in their mind was just to turn the horses loose, which is not a humane answer to this problem. The president, Kevin Rogers, of the Arizona Farm Bureau, we were in the meeting not long ago, he said, Spradling, good luck to Oklahoma. We really have got to have this somewhere in the United States. He said, you would not believe the number of horses that are being turned out into the desert just to fend for themselves.
Given that there is the federal ban was lifted, but we have not seen, you know, with the budget situation, we haven't seen actually federal inspected horse slaughter kick up again here, although there are some efforts to do that. What does it mean for Oklahoma to have this in their state statutes? And would you be able to process state inspected meat and export it without that federal component?
No, it has to be a federal inspected plant. And again, just because the law passed doesn't mean necessarily that we'll have horse processing in the state of Oklahoma. You have to remember this is an option. So first of all, we've got to have someone that you know, that wants to come in and put in a plant. And second, then we do have to have funding from the federal inspection from the USDA inspectors to come in and inspect the process. And again, you are correct. This is not for human consumption within the United States. This would only be for export markets.
What is the next step for the Farm Bureau in terms of what you guys are advocating for as this moves forward?
Well, the next step for Farm Bureau, whether it be Oklahoma Farm Bureau, American Farm Bureau, is to see that certainly that the appropriations are available for federal inspectors. As far as Farm Bureau, again, that's a matter for any individual or company to take up. You know, we don't have an interest in directly in a processing plant in the state. Again, it all came back to an issue of private property rights for us, standing up for our rights as individual producers, again, with the responsibility and care and upkeep of the animals. Because, again, as I mentioned, it was equine that day, but the thing that was our real concern is that, you know, what would be the next species that would be approached by HSUS or other animal advocates in the future.
And HSUS has vowed to fight any kind of horse slaughter plant coming into Oklahoma. Do they have any other attempts at any legislation that you're aware of? And what is your strategy for dealing with what might be coming next from them?
Well, I understand their policy, we can all appreciate each. You know, this is a very emotionally charged issue with our citizens here in the state of Oklahoma. But we're very fortunate in Oklahoma to have a rural agriculture or legislative agriculture that understands the issues. We're fortunate to have Governor Mary Fallon, which really understood the situation as well. She did get a lot of pushback from a lot of it came from out of state. And certainly, as you can well imagine, HSUS and other animal rights organizations as well. But at the end of the day, our state legislature, our Senate, our House members, and our governor understood the situation. And again, it was as T.W. Shannon, our Speaker of the House, said on the 13th of March in a news medium, you know, that we have drawn a line in the sand. We will not be intimidated nor be told how to run our business here in the state of Oklahoma by outside forces. And we're very proud of that statement. And again, I think that sent a message, to the legislature, and it sent a message to the governor. And certainly we were very appreciative of the fact of their support. Again, Farm Bureau's position is not whether we have a processing plant in the state of Oklahoma. Our position was it was a matter of private property rights, and certainly they were being attacked by this means. And again, we want to thank the governor for the support that she's given to agriculture, again, allowing Oklahoma farmers and ranchers to exercise their right when it comes to production agriculture in the state of Oklahoma.
Okay, I understand you're not taking a position on horse slaughter, but you're saying you want to have the option.
It is an option. This is not a mandate. Again, Oklahoma Farm Bureau would not be involved in creating a processing plant in the state of Oklahoma. But again, we were very involved in giving the state that option. Again, this is an option, not a mandate. And so those organizations, individuals that really, you know, it may put more pressure on organizations, refuge groups, and things to actually do something now about the refuge part and rescue part. And so if HSUS wants to come in and really do something and put their money up and help really for the purpose in which they were entrusted in, which is doing things for animals, here's their opportunity. If they don't want to see processing come in and save Oklahoma, have them come in and spend their money on pasture, on feed, and care for these individual horses. But that's not generally what we've seen with HSUS. Most of their money goes to administrative and marketing and advertising to promote, again, what we feel is an anti-production agriculture environment. And so, again, we're very fortunate, to have a governing legislature that understands that and react to it positively.
You mentioned Arizona. So bring us up to speed on what you know is happening there. And then didn't New Mexico just recently pass some kind of rescue legislation? Or are you aware of that?
Well, I'm not sure about the rescue. I know they're trying to get a processing plant as well as, of course, Missouri. There was only four states in the entire United States that did not allow horse processing. There's three now with the signature from Governor Mary Fallon. Of course, it doesn't take effect until November 1. But, this is a serious situation all across the nation. American Farm Bureau is concerned about this. They have a policy that certainly supports horse processing all across the United States. A lot of our breed organizations were with us at a press conference. And their policy, as well understood, is not necessarily that they support or in favor of horse processing. What most of the breed associations say that they are in favor of the owner of the horse having that option. And, of course, now in the state of Oklahoma, with the signature of the Governor Fallon, we do have that option in the state of Oklahoma.